dumb can you be? Look at this. People, American citizens, are protesting the organization that's trying to prevent the government from robbing them. I mean, complete idiots. People are protesting the agency that's trying to cut waste. It's the most ridiculous thing. What is that? What in the hell is wrong with people?
Truth.
Welcome to Trusting the Truth with Samuel Tolley, where we view the world through the lens of Jesus Christ. We do not view Jesus Christ through the lens of the world. How you doing? This is Samuel Tolley with Trusting the Truth, and today we're talking about Doge, Department of Government Efficiency. You know, just like this gentleman said, he didn't understand people protesting an organization that is designed to look after the people's money. I remember when Joe Biden was president, he hired 86,000 IRS agents, additional IRS agents, and gave them the authority to use lethal force. And at the time, they were talking about they were going to monitor transactions that citizens, if they made a transaction over $600. $600. Of course, they started off by talking about they were going to bring these 86,000 IRS agents to audit billionaires, which is absurd. Why would you need 80? We don't have 86,000 billionaires, let alone a plethora of them to need those many agents. But yeah, he hired all those agents. And here talking about monitoring accounts, $600. Now, Elon Musk, at the behest of President Trump, is trying to find out where a lot of our waste in government spending is going. And we have Democrats all over the place raising bloody murder. Like Elon Musk needs our money, the richest man in the world. And he's already uncovered billions of dollars of waste. And I'm of the opinion that what's really happening here is that people don't want the slush fund that may be coming back to them discovered. There's an old adage, when you're trying to deal with criminal activity, is to follow the money. And that's exactly what Doge is doing, following the money. And it's amazing to me. We went through 4 years of high inflation, taxes up the yin-yang. Remember the Affordable Care Act. That was another boondoggle back in Obama's day. The Build Back Better or whatever the heck it was. And they spent $1 trillion. Was anything Build Back Better? But we're more in debt, and this inflation is killing us. And now, it's funny, you know, Trump has been in office a month. And under Biden's watch, I think 100 million chickens were killed because of the avian flu. And he had already, with inflation, jacked up prices through the roof. And so the price of eggs are higher. And now all of a sudden people want to blame Trump for it. But they didn't say anything about what Joe was doing. But they didn't say anything about the avian flu and all this nonsense. But at the same time, they don't want anybody to look at the books. And these Democrat legislators, these so-called representatives of the people, don't want anybody to look at the books. Look, this is all smoke and mirrors. And I'll prove it by the last two Democrat presidents, what they had to say about government waste and what we should do. The difference between those two and many other presidents is that they always talk this crap and never do anything. But Trump is a man of action. Watch this video from Mr. Obama and Mr. Biden.
Budget reform is not an option. It's a necessity.
The American people are entitled to transparency.
We can't sustain a system that bleeds billions of taxpayer dollars on programs that have outlived their usefulness or exist solely because of the power of politicians, lobbyists, or interest groups.
They're entitled to be able to figure out where their dollars are going, and they're entitled to accountability to make sure that we're using the dollars for what we said it was for.
We are going to go through our federal budget, as I promised during the campaign, page by page, line by line, eliminating those programs we don't need and insisting that those that we do need operate in a sensible, cost-effective way.
What should be easy is getting rid of the pointless waste and stupid spending that doesn't benefit anybody.
We hope to be instilling an entire new culture that not only our administration, but every succeeding administration will in fact pursue.
No amount of waste is acceptable, not when it's your money.
We all know that government can be inefficient. We all know that the bureaucracy can be bloated. We all worked in the fucking White House. We tried to reorganize the government. We tried to find efficiency. It's hard to do.
And honestly, some of this is pretty annoying because it's some of the stuff we should have done.
Okay, either they was lying to us then or their other representatives are lying to us now. Which is it? You can't have it both ways. You call for the necessity to have transparency, accountability, and now you don't want to do anything. Now you want to accuse Elon Musk of stealing your money. He hasn't stolen anything. You know, it's amazing to me. I haven't heard one Democrat stand up there and say, hey, wait a minute. Except I take that back. The only sensible Democrat that I've heard recently is James Carville, who's not even a public official. He was like one of Bill Clinton's surrogates that helped him with his election. He's the guy that famously said, it's the economy, stupid. Well, he's the only one that seems to understand that all the woke nonsense, the transgender nonsense, the same-sex marriage nonsense, the sit over there and mutilate kid nonsense, and now this nonsense about the money is anathema to the American people. People are tired of this crap. People want change. People want accountability. Except for those folks that are robots. See, the robot, they don't care. The robot, they do whatever you tell them to do. The robot's the one that Joe can sit over there and say, you don't know the difference between me and Trump. You ain't black. And they don't get offended. They only get offended at the things they're told to be offended about. Because they're robots. They're cult members. They're not individual thinking citizens demanding accountability from their representatives. In fact, their representatives aren't their representatives. They live for the representatives. The representatives don't live for them. They have a screwed concept of what government is supposed to be. The government is supposed to be for the people and by the people. The people we send to Washington are supposed to do our bidding. No, those folks in Washington have gotten used to doing their own bidding and telling us to take it. That's why these same folks would demand that we keep our kids in these failing public schools while they put their kids in private schools with our money. See, that's nonsense. I'll show you another little short video where this representative, and I believe he's a Republican, is sick of the nonsense. And he's going to expose the nonsense. And unlike these Democrats that aren't making sense, he's making plenty of sense.
This was fire.
Under the guise of foreign aid, USAID has been an unapologetic front for a far-left agenda. It has become self-evident there weren't a handful of foolish policies, but rather a coordinated strategy of radical, idiotic, and often anti-American priorities. Idiotic, you say? Millions to teach Moroccans how to make pottery? The Moroccans were making pottery before we were a country. This entire debate today and the crocodile tears from Democrats just goes to show what's wrong with this town. Not a single Democrat I've heard has expressed dismay at the many examples of crazy, wasteful spending. I don't understand the objection to a deep dive in how we spend our money, but perhaps it's the fact that over the last several weeks, a massive surge has occurred in the search for a criminal defense attorney. That probably says it all. Five times in this city, any other city in the nation. I'd like to remind the committee that President Kennedy unilaterally created USAID through an executive order in 1961. Yet the president, President Trump, orders a momentary pause after winning a mandate for reform, and Democrats cry, constitutional crisis. As long as you're spending other people's money, no one bats an eye. But the second you want to save taxpayer dollars, the swamp cries wolf, or in this case, unprecedented constitutional crisis. This breathless, fake outrage from the left is utterly insane. And you know what the American people, you know they can see right through it. The generosity of Americans and the blessing of giving aid to others has always been one of our most valuable tools for diplomacy. The American people have a proud history of championing aid to our fellow man, but lawless bureaucrats have poisoned that goodwill. Many USAID programs are wasteful and actively sabotage our diplomatic relationships by forcing woke ideology on our partners. Just look at PEPFAR, a beacon of hope in the fight against HIV/AIDS, yet the Biden administration even weaponized this crucial program, jeopardizing lives and undermining our relationship with African nations. Under Administrator Powers, our message to Africa was explicit, as it was heinous. Abort your babies and violate your religious convictions, or we won't grant you life-saving aid. Let me be crystal clear to those who've been complicit in this betrayal. Firing those involved is just a start. We have a long way to go. And one last point. I want to correct the record on a couple of things. First, Elon Musk and the team that is working does not have access to personal data. They don't have access to your Social Security number. That is a lie. Elon Musk does have a security clearance. He has a top secret security clearance. By God, he makes the rockets for NASA. But the suggestion that he somehow can't be trusted to dig into how we're spending our money is nothing but a smokescreen to hide the corruption and the wasteful spending that has occurred there. And I am personally offended at the left's continued references to 19-year-olds and 21-year-olds in their doing work. There are 19-year-olds who have won the Medal of Honor defending this country. Just because you're 19 doesn't mean you're some child who can't be trusted. It is offensive. And if you're 19 years old out there, 20 years old, and you're serving this country, by God, your service matters. Keep serving. We thank you for that.
Well, Let me explain something, what he said. You know, Trump said close down U.S. aid, USAID. We have three different branches of government. The executive, which the president and his administration's over, his staff, and they govern all that stuff. We have the congressional, the legislative. They're the ones that are supposed to write up the laws and everything. And we have the judiciary, which is the courts, supposed to make sure everything is legitimate. President Kennedy, by executive order, created USAID. He was the president. So what a president can do, another president can undo. He doesn't have to go through the courts. He doesn't have to go through the legislature. If the Congress does something, just like Congress approve a national holiday, well, a president can't just throw that away. That would have to go back through Congress. So when President Kennedy created USAID, it was a whole different era, a whole different time, more trust. But now this bureaucracy within the government got so huge, I think it spent like $45 million, it was saying, either last year or several years ago or whatever. They're not been accountable. They've been doing whatever the hell they want to do. And like the man said, millions of dollars for Moroccans to teach them how to do pottery? It's ridiculous. There are many other things. If I wanted to make this video based on some of the stupid stuff we spend our money on, or we allow to be money to be spent on, it would be comical. But, you know, I remember watching the movie, with Will Smith with the outer space thing. Hell, I can't think of the name of it right now. But, you know, these creatures from another planet came, and they had this spaceship that had crashed in Area 51 that we had in our possession. And so they were talking about how they built this underground Area 51. And the actor who was playing the father of Will Smith's partner, you know, they were talking about, where did the money come from this? And I'm making up the numbers because I don't remember exactly what it was. He said, well, you don't think a hammer costs $250, do you? Or a toilet, $500. And that's the whole point. For one example, my understanding is the United States government sends Planned Parenthood approximately $500 million a year. And this $500 million, I'm talking about $500 million. Planned Parenthood, the largest baby killer in this country. Of course, none of this money is supposed to be going toward abortions. Nevertheless, what happens is there's been records, I believe, that approximately $30 million of that, we send allegedly $500 million to Planned Parenthood. And then, I believe, allegedly, $30 million Planned Parenthood sends back to Democrat politicians to help their campaign. So if you look at this thing logically, that would say, okay, the United States taxpayer has given all this money to Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood is giving money back to help these Democrats stay in office. And these Democrats getting that money from Planned Parenthood is making sure they keep voting and supporting Planned Parenthood so the United States can keep sending them the money, which means folks that are against killing babies in the womb or having anything to do with Planned Parenthood, like me and possibly you, our money is going there and we can't do anything about it. But that's supposed to be one situation where we have a pretty good idea of what's going on. There's a lot of situations where we know nothing. And that is what DOGE is supposed to be doing. We're trillions and trillions of dollars in debt. So we don't need useless money being spent. Money that we have no idea where it's going. It's time for accountability. You know, there, and see, what Doge is going out there trying to be accountable, there's a resistance. And the latest resistance I read about was the woman who's been in charge of Social Security. This woman, Michelle King, it says, head of Social Security Administration, Michelle King resigns after audit reveals 20 million dead people are in the system. 20 million dead people. It gets worse than that. Worse than that. Let's read a little bit about what she had to say here, or what Pamela Geller had to say about her. Doge in action. Michelle King, acting head of the Social Security Administration, resigned shortly after an audit revealed there were 20 million dead people in the system. Look at this. In red, it says here, Social Security paying benefits to a mind-boggling 8,952,476 people age 110 to 369. We'll get to that. The Social Security Administration acting commissioner has resigned over a dispute regarding alleged Department of Government efficiency requests to access Social Security recipient information. So the woman, she resigned. And she's saying she resigned because Doge is trying to get in a business. I think she resigned because she's seen the writing on the wall. Access, since President Donald Trump was inaugurated on January 20, a number of federal government agencies have been vetted by Doge in an apparent effort to streamline processes and cut spending. According to a report by Associated Press, King refused to provide Doge staffers at the Social Security Administration with access to sensitive information. She's not the boss. Doge has reportedly accessed systems at other agencies, including the Treasury Department. Musk reported on X, formerly Twitter, last week, that he is 100% certain that the magnitude of the fraud in federal entitlements, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, welfare, disability, etc., exceeds the combined sum of every private scam you've ever heard by far. If what he's saying is even halfway true, the American people have been getting ripped off for years. Have you ever wondered how so many politicians could spend their lifetime on a government salary and retire multimillionaires? Does it make any sense to you? How is that possible? Well, one way it's possible is that if you're a legislator and say you work in a town that has a lot of lumber, and the lumber industry is very significant for your constituencies, and there comes up a bill to build 5 million units in such and such area, you know, state down the road or whatever the hell it is. But they need your vote. Well, if that lumber is coming from your constituencies, that's going to be money in their pocket. That's going to help those folks. And your constituencies might be thankful that if you can get them that help. There's all kinds of ways that these folks can grease their palms, but the easiest way to find out is to follow the money. Exactly what Musk is doing. Let me continue. Department of Government Efficiency Chief Elon Musk on Monday posted Social Security data revealing the existence of tens of millions of eligible recipients beyond the total population of the United States. What? You know, I wasn't great at math, but what I'm understanding, what I'm reading there, he's talking about there's more people getting paid Social Security than we got people in this country. The spreadsheet of data showed millions of recipients over the age of 120, including one between the ages of 360 and 369. We're talking about biblical folks, biblical proportions here. In total, the data accounting for nearly 395 million people. The population of the United States is roughly 331 million. Meaning that about 60 million Social Security numbers were listed as eligible beyond the living population. That's from Just the News. Elon Musk, according to the Social Security database, these are the numbers of people in each age bracket with the death field set at false. Now, I'm going to show you the spreadsheet. It's amazing. It's amazing. I'm not going to talk about the obvious first. Let's get this out. You know, I'm going to talk about the obvious last. Here's a spreadsheet. Let's take a good look at this. What it must say is about 335 million. During the last census, it was 331 million Americans. Here, let me change this because I want you to be able to see the whole sheet. Hold on a second. There were 331 million Americans. Well, if you know, my understanding, and I think the general understanding of most Americans, is that Social Security is primarily a vehicle for those over the age of retirement. A vehicle for those that have put money in the system, that have worked all their life, and now once they're no longer working, they turn 65 is the average, whereas you can collect at 62. And some people wait till 70 or whatever because they can get a little bit more money. That is when you can start collecting Social Security. But in this document right here, in this age bracket right here, I did the math earlier. It's 398,416,213 people. But from the age range of 0 to 59. From 0 to 59 is 276,621,715 people. That is 83.57% of the alleged recipients, according to the documentation. How in the world can 83 or 84% of something that was designated for retirement age people be realistic and viable at the same time? Now, I understand that there are people that, when they expand in certain aspects of Social Security, they expanded it for disability people. But you're going to tell me we got almost 40 million people under the age of 10 that are disabled and need Social Security? Or is that supposed to be Social Security that you get in because of a parent died or some mess. I don't know how that works, because I know when my spouse died, I got one payment of $225. At the time of her death, she was eligible for benefits of $1,800 a month based on her years of working, her eligibility once she turned 82. She died at 59. Excuse me, once she turned 62. She died at the age of 59 and never received a dime. But you're going to tell me we got almost 40 million people under the age of 10 that are collecting Social Security? We got 44 million between the age of 10 and 19? I mean, and it goes up. I mean, this is ridiculous. What's with all these people that aren't even nowhere near? I mean, the vast majority of the population. Hell, who's working? If we're going to look at these numbers, this is what's in the database. This is insane. It's utterly insane. You know, I think we're running around like 66 million people over the age of 65. Now, when I look at the records versus these records versus the population, we come up to about 65 or 62 million people, depending on the stats you use, if you're using the 2020 census or the most latest stats that Musk gave as far as the population now. Now let's look at the more obvious stuff that doesn't make any sense at all. So maybe, I don't think it is, but maybe it's reasonable to think that we can have almost 5 million people between the age of 100 and 109. Okay. But to have 3.6 million people between 110 and 119, I think that's stretching it. I think they said the oldest person alive is 116. Now we go 120 to 129. 3,472,849 people that are getting paid that are over 120 years old. Where's that money going? Oh, it gets worse. For 130 to 139, we got almost 4 million people. We're talking about people getting money every month. And they're talking about the Social Security thing is bankrupt. Why? Hell, it should have been bankrupt a long time ago like this. Follow the money. Somebody's getting this money. Because they're not saying they're sending out the checks and the checks are coming back. But we got all these people that are willing to let our money just go down the toilet or in somebody's pocket. And they want to get mad because the corruption is being discovered. And they're getting mad listening to the people. They're protecting the very people that are stealing from them. That's what's happening. And those people know. And those politicians that are complaining, they're probably the loudest ones, or either the ones that ain't complaining. And I wouldn't be surprised if not folks on both sides of the aisle. Let's continue. 140 to 149. 3,542,044 people. Do you really believe they exist? Is our country so upside down that we can't find a 140-year-old in this population? I think we could. But remember, Joe hired 86,000 IRS agents. I believe it was 86, at least 80, to audit folks. And they want to find out if you had spent $600 on a transaction. Well, it gets a little bit better. From 150 to 159, only 1,345,083 people. Hell, if you found three people that are 150 years old on Earth that are still breathing, Every doctor in the world would want to talk to them. Give me a break. 160 to 169. Well, the numbers are going down. We only have 121,870 folks that old. And 170 to 179, it's only 6,087. So it's starting to get a little bit more realistic, don't you think? 180 to 189. 695 people. I'd love to talk to a 189-year-old man. I want to know what he's been doing for the last 189 years. 190 to 199. You would think that the system would say, hey, what the hell is wrong with you people? There ain't 448 people this old. Excuse me. Here we go. 200 to 209, 879 people. Somebody's not doing their job. And these people are complaining that Trump is trying to reduce the government workforce. And by the way, in Trump's last administration, he didn't keep a dime. And he's not keeping a dime now. And Musk isn't getting paid. For all these jokers complaining, you know, about these folks not getting paid. Tell me, how much money of salary did Obama and Biden give up? I want to know. 210 to 219. 866 people. It's just silly now. But wait a minute. Something happened. Something happened. Because between from the 220-year-olds to the 229-year-olds, there's 1,039 people getting a check. This should piss you off. If you're paying any taxes anywhere. But they done finally got, I don't know what to say, from 240 to 249, there's only one person alive. And finally, from 360 to 369, where am I calculating? Hold on a second. I told you I wasn't good at math. Hold on. I want to see this. Dammit, what did I do with my calculator? I can't use my calculator. I have to use my phone. Hold on a second. This I want to see. Hold on a second. I'm gonna use the small number. The small number. Let's see. 2025 minus 360 equal. Oh, okay. So the oldest person in America getting a Social Security check was born in 1665, about 101 years before the Declaration of Independence. This person's been around long enough to teach us all kinds of stuff. 1665. Oh, the knowledge, the history that we can learn from that person. I mean, It's immense. Just think. 1665. Ah, man. Hold on a sec. This is so stupid. I gotta get this out of here. That's the oldest person getting a Social Security check. Problem with that is, Social Security didn't start until the 1930s. So since Social Security started the 1930s, and this person must have been, and I don't know if he was 58 or whatever when it started, you know, as far as what the amount, you know, the age bracket was at that time. If that person kicked in their Social Security based on when it started, and if it kicked on based on whatever they paid and been working. And since then, like I said, I'm not good at math. Ain't no telling how much that person should be getting. A whole lot of money. Now, that should be the richest person in America, not Elon Musk. We've been living a fraud. We've been used and abused. And the saddest part about it is not the fact that we've been used and abused. The saddest part about it is we got a bunch of folks that don't care. We got a bunch of folks that care about protecting those that have been screwing over us, screwing over them. Their pride, their ego, their need to be right and Trump and everybody else to be wrong are so strong that they will sacrifice their life, their children, the future, the whole dadgum country. And it makes no sense. You know what? Look what Newt had to say about this nonsense that was going on.
There are two different things going on here with the Democrats. The first is they are watching with terror as all the different sources of government money that has propped them up for the last 60 or 70 years, all of it is now being challenged by President Trump and by Elon Musk. I mean, this cuts at the very base of their coalition. And if they can't bribe people, if they can't act corruptly, if they can't take care of their friends, their entire coalition is going to collapse. Second, you have a very large part of the Democratic Party for whom the beliefs you were describing, transgenderism, for example, are religious beliefs. This is a secular religion. They can't unlock because they believe these things. They believe in an open border. They believe that there really is no such thing as America. They believe that it's really good to have millions of people flood into this country. It's really good to have people who don't have to work, that work requirements are inherently bad. All of these things are a semi-religious or religious belief system, and that's why they can't unlock. It's not rational. They can't sit down and do a common sense analysis. They're instead trapped into being for things that are profoundly unpopular with most Americans.
There's an untold story behind this money, too, because Congress has a duty called oversight. And there were senators and congresspeople that were asking USAID, for example, and other departments for an accounting of their money. They would get back nebulous, obscure, obtuse answers, which tells me that the Democrats knew what they were doing. They knew the American people would not want their money spent this way, but they did it anyway. And then they basically lied to the American people and would not disclose the true nature of the spending that was actually going on.
Look, I mean, you have to accept that there was a lobbyist bureaucratic empire, that empire took your money, gave it to its friends, even if they were totally incompetent. And then you'll find case after case where your money went out to systems that just don't work. That's crazy. And at that time, they were taking care of themselves. What makes President Trump potentially the most consequential president since Abraham Lincoln is the fact that he's taking a sledgehammer and he is pounding the establishment in a way that no one has since Franklin Roosevelt created it in the 1930s. He's the first person, and I'm a great fan of Ronald Reagan. Reagan defeated the Soviet Empire, but he didn't try to take on the American establishment. Trump has had the guts to go straight at it, and I think the American people are going to be with him even more so when they learn how really sickeningly bad it is.
What do you make?
Hold on. Well, I think, you know, any honest person has got to ask himself what the heck is going on. And there's not a lot of hope for people on the left. But there is some hope for people on the left. I want to share one little thing of hope that might help them. And if you're a leftist, Democrat, progressive, whatever, this might help you. So please pay close attention.
Strike three. I used to believe everything I'd see on the news, but that's before I discovered a brain.
A brain is meant for everyday use. Those living with moderate to severe stupidity have seen immediate improvement in common sense with a brain.
I thought the government had my best interests at heart, and then a friend told me about a brain.
Talk to your doctor about what news sources you obey. A brain may also lower your desire to take life-altering advice from celebrities.
Getting lectured about my carbon footprint from people with three private jets used to make sense. But thanks to a brain, now I can think for myself every day. When my disregard for third grade biology began to flare up, I knew it was time for a brain.
Do not try a brain if you're allergic to a brain. Common side effects may include accountability, discernment, homeschooling your kids, a better understanding of economics, awareness of the stupidity of socialism, and diarrhea.
For tethering yourself to reality, the only no-brainer is choosing a brain. Ask your doctor if a brain is right for you.
For more information, visit tryabrain.com.
Well, all you need is a brain. All you need to do is think. All you need to do is look at the evidence, and you'll be all right. This is Sam Talley, and I'm out.